News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica's net international reserves, NIR, as at the end of October 2015, stood at $2.9 billion US, putting the country in a better position to withstand external shocks. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, made the disclosure at the ninth staging of the Dialogue for Development lecture Wednesday. He says the country's economy has been experiencing improvements due to the programs and policies implemented over the past 2 years.
We have seen a return to greater levels of fiscal health. Our debt has been reduced by 20%. We had a debt-to-GDP ratio in 2013 of 145% of GDP. Which is now down to 126% of GDP and should have an out term of 120% GDP by the end of this fiscal year.
The NIR represents contingency funds which can enable the country to survive severe external financial crises, cope with shifts in investor confidence, and survive natural disasters. A $143 million contract has been signed for renovation and expansion of the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas. Board Chairman of the Southeast Regional Health Authority, Dr. Andre Cook, says the project, financed by the National Health Fund, will be completed in 12 months.
The renovation and expansion of the Accident and Emergency is designed to effectively deliver emergency patient care services to the residents and will definitely increase the hospital's capacity for emergencies.
The scope of work includes roof construction, ceiling, wall and floor finishes, plumbing, electrical installation, external works, painting and door and window installation. An additional classroom block is to be built at the Norman Manley High School in East Central St. Andrew at a cost of $50 million. Construction is scheduled to start next month with a completion date of March 2016. The new block will facilitate the school moving to a single-shift system by the end of the 2015-2016 academic year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the new classrooms will enable the provision of additional contact time between students and teachers.
We are insistent that every high school, every primary school should have a full day and should have the opportunity for students to get home in reasonable time, to have the opportunity of full extracurricular activities, and to be able to give time for your homework to be done where necessary in supervised circumstances.
Since 2011, the double shift system has been removed from more than half of the 107 primary and secondary schools where it was instituted. The shift system will be removed from another 36 schools during this academic year. And the Bureau of Women's Affairs earlier this week launched a 3-month social media campaign aimed at providing a platform for advocacy and collaboration around the issue of violence against women and girls. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the campaign is part of a national effort to end violence against women and girls and coincides with the global celebration of International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Through the various platforms, the engagement will be quick and can provide instant feedback. This No More Silence, Silence No More social media campaign will be bold. It will engage champions to develop and share key messages to raise awareness and build consensus around practical solutions to prevent gender-based violence and other forms of violence.
Other objectives of the campaign include engaging men and boys as advocates and agents of change through social media to create and disseminate anti-violent and empowering messages to accelerate the progress towards achieving gender equality. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.